7 p.m. Citizen comments. Anybody online?
I don't know yet, actually.
It just,
so maybe you want to wait a second.
Okay.
That howl.
One second ago.
Well, Chris, you're online, right? Or it still won't show, right?
No.
I was going to say, but
actually,
I just started.
It restarted. Yeah. Yeah, it actually booted me.
Did it boot you out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I had to drop my drill off of here to have to wait last time for football.
No, I don't think so.
Continuous to football because we float around.
My
bottom she will take that up.
We would have had a public safety man.
I'm so good here, probably. So he's running because he's applying for 597 years. He's doing that with beats and he's, I don't want to be fair, I'll be a well or two.
Right.
Go for it. Get a job.
Right. Get out of my house. Well, 597 until they teach you anymore is out of well.
Yeah. That's what I thought. I said, check your mind. Open your eyes and ears. If you get any depression, do your time. Listen.
Shut up for 5 years.
Yeah. The meeting ended.
Probably.
Yeah, because I had to restart.
Sorry.
So it's gonna...
I just had to get the meeting ID.
No, it'll work.
Home locked doors.
Unbelievable. I don't know what's going on with this thing. It doesn't look like my computer all of a sudden.
Well, it's John.
I was going to say, I didn't think he even listened to these meetings.
Who ticked him off?
It's just a
Zoom is working fine over there, isn't it?
Yep.
Okay. Let's plug this into that. Yep. There we go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me. Take this. Let's see if you can just turn on the. Disconnect it. I'll go get the other speaker. We'll at least laptop that we used to do. You want to just turn it on?
Is there anybody online?
There is not.
Huh?
There is not anybody. Chris.
Just me.
Yeah, this. But he's there too.
Right. I don't count. I'm here.
So we can just go ahead and wait there, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We did citizens' comments, and there's no one online, so. We will move on to minutes for correction number slash approval for February 7th, 2023.
Minutes are fine.
I'm good.
I'm good. So minutes are approved. New business. Item 1, EDC 2023-13, building permit report for January 2023.
In January, we had 57 permits. 22 of those were for single-family detached homes, 5 were for commercial, just mostly basic. I think one of the ones was the commercial was the build out for the mead company downtown there by the new coffee shop. I think it's called the Fox Valley Mead or something. I'm blanking on the name. I think they changed it a couple times.
Chris, good. Justin, all good. Move on to item 2, EDC 2023-14, building inspection reports for January 2023.
Most of the inspections were single family homes or single family attached homes. We did 524 in the month of January. We are still outsourcing when we need to, but we're trying to keep as much as we can in-house.
I'm good.
Chris? Okay. Item 3, EDC 2023-15, property maintenance reports for 2023 of January.
All right, in January we ended up hearing 4 cases.
Property maintenance report.
Of all these, the standout would have been the Blackbird Shore one, where that was worked without a permit. That was Meadowbrook had come back to repair some of the work they had done improperly in the first place.
Where that was worked without a permit, that was Meadowbrook had come back to repair some of the work they had done improperly.
It's still on the test.
Oh, sorry, Pete. Hello.
And that was one of the ones that you might have heard about. Residents had called, but that was they were working without a permit, so they paid a fine of $250. And
for what?
It was for a house on Blackberry Shore Lane. Okay. They had issues with the front porch. They were told to do it one way, and they did it. And then we came back to inspect it, it passed, and then they removed the proper way and put back in the 2x4s that were not supposed to be that way. And then it started to buckle, and then the homeowner made them come back and put it back the right way, but they never called for inspection or got a permit to correct the. But they paid the fee, and they opened it back up so we could see it all and make sure everything was safe. That was the big one.
Chris? Yep.
Okay.
I'm good.
Fine.
Okay, number 4, EDC 2023-16 Economic Development Report for February 2023.
Okay, so we've got the updates in the packet, and lots of updates and lots of things brewing and lots of people moving and getting ready to move, so it's going to get busier.
And Joe?
I'm good.
Chris?
Looks good.
Okay. Item 5, EDC 2023-17, ordinance approving an economic incentive agreement between the United City of Yorkville and Marker Incorporated, McHugh Development Incorporated, Scott and Lisa Sleaser, and that would be Heartland Circle Subdivision and Clyde Marker. No, John Rowling. Okay.
So, as you mentioned, there are several petitioners to this request. The Heartland Circle subdivision is about 95% complete. There are 13 lots remaining that are undeveloped. 12 of those lots are owned by the four owners that we just mentioned, and they are seeking to extend the FELOC of their development for a period of 5 years. So the original development was approved in November of 2002. They were given a FELOC of 20 years, so it expired in November of 2022. And they're requesting that the lot be extended for another 5 years to allow them to complete the subdivision. As I mentioned, there are 13 lots that are undeveloped, so one owner is not participating in this request to have a FELOC, so their fees will remain as currently described on page 2 of staff's memo. If you look at the memo, it shows that a bulk of the fees that are being increased due to the expiration of FELOC have to do with water connection fees and development fees. So the requested total building permit fee that they're looking for is almost the same as what it was in 2002, which is about $13,060. With the current fees post that FELOC in November of 2022, which expired, their building permit fees are about $18,000. So the recommendation is to reduce the water connection fee from the current $5,554 per unit to $3,700 per unit. There is a slight increase in the water meter cost. That's just a pass-through cost. City just charges what it is that we pay for water meters, and that their impact fees remain the same. The biggest difference would be the public works impact fee from $700 to $450, police impact from $300 to $150, building impact fee from $1,759 to $150, the library impact fee from $500 to $150, BKFD impact from $1,000 to $300, and then the engineering impact fee from $100 to $0, as well as the parks and rec impact fee from $50 to $0. All other fees have been either consistent with the current rate, or the developer has prepaid those fees in regards to parks and school land cash. The petitioner is not with us tonight, but if you have any questions, staff has provided a draft of the economic incentive agreement in your packet to review, and I am here to answer any questions that I can for you.
Can I go first, Chris?
You
want to go first, Joe?
Yeah, I'm okay with it since it's only 5 years, but it's a low number, but I don't know that we should be lowering water connection fees.
That was going to be my thought. I'll just pay you back. Go ahead.
I guess it's okay. I'd say maybe drop it a little bit, but I don't know, the whole back down to where it was, because we got a $100 million project. I get that. An extra $1,000 on each one of these isn't going to make up that $100 million either, but...
No, I'll piggyback onto that. I'll let you go, Chris. Because my thing was more what precedence this will set in the near future for other people coming in wanting a five-year lock when they know water rates are going to go up. That's something that I've thought about since thinking about this. And then, do you have an idea of what we're looking at out there? Have you looked into it at all for how many other people might be, developers might be requesting the same kind of thing? And what's their time frame like?
The time frames are all over the place because every development has different VLOCs, applicability, some prepaid. So there isn't really a schedule that I can point to and say this guy's going to come in front of us in a year from now. Sometimes they complete the entire subdivision before the VLOC is up. Sometimes they don't, and they don't care. You know, maybe they're getting out of the subdivision or selling it to somebody else. So there's no, you know, regimen to it. It's all as it comes.
The one I'm thinking of mostly is because it's the least completed out would be Grand Reserve, right?
So Grand Reserve actually pays a $0 water connection fee because they build the entire water system within their subdivision. So,
so they
what happened is completely satisfied.
Okay.
So we just sent a...
We just adjusted in 2021 when we approved their economic incentive agreement. So they're in a feedlot for a period of 20 years. So
20 years.
And they don't pay water connection.
Chris, do you want to pick up from there?
Yeah. So I noticed in here it does mention that that it would be $6.6 million of new construction, basically $550,000 a home. I know some of the homes out there are of this, but when I look at the assessed values of a lot of these, they're trending towards $350,000 to $400,000. Especially on the ones that are 1 year old, the newer homes that are in that area, so looking at what they're filling in the lots for. I think the $550,000 seems to be aggressive in terms of what this is kind of showing, but with that $550,000, the difference of the $5,000, that's 1%. And I know builders are on tight margins, especially small builders like this. I mean, they're not like a production builder that
so,
I know.
Yeah, so just, I'm going to run down the list and just give you some examples. So Auden Creek is completely filled out. You don't have to worry about that one. Blackberry Woods has 10 lots left. They are at the current water connection fee of $5,500. Bristol Bay, 269 lots left in that northern portion, and their water connection fee is full. It's $5,554. Let's see here. Grand Reserve, again, 335 homes left in like the platted areas. So there's 1,000 plus or whatever unplatted, but that's at zero because they built the water infrastructure in the subdivision. Heartland Circle, this is again one of them, 13 left. Prairie Meadows got 42 left. They're at the current $5,554. Rain Tree has only got 27 lots left. They're at $3,000. That was under a feedlot that we did a few years ago, so that one expires in 24. And then, let's see, Whispering Meadows has no feedlot. You know, they haven't built a home there in 15 years almost. Caledonia is got 40 or 50 lots left. It's $2,600. That feedlot is November. So the other thing too, just to keep in mind, is like, and this has happened in the past. You know, they make their request. Let's just say you guys say no, you know, for whatever reason. They still have a feedlot until the end of the month, I believe.
No,
it's over. It's November
20th. So, for places that have active VLOCs, usually what the developer will do is when they ask and if we say no, or if they just don't think it's worth it, they will prepay those fees. So that's available to developers too. So there are ways for them to, you know, upfront the cash, still receive a little bit of a discount, and then we get, you know,
if you made these guys an offer to prepay it?
We did not. We
could we? Even though it's expired?
I mentioned to them prior to the expiration that they could prepay.
Didn't want to.
We'd have to do an agreement with them.
What's that, Chris?
We'd have to do some type of agreement with them.
If you said no, but you're willing to let them prepay if they pay all 13 lots now, I mean, that would be, you know, legally possible.
What do you guys think of that?
Yeah, I'd be okay with that. The only one I'm not okay with is the water fee.
Yeah, that's the only one that I was, especially.
There's a couple of these. Because it's the water connection fee. The water meter.
Right, that's a pass-through.
It's a pass-through. Public Works Impact. We're talking about $20, $30 billion building. So, you know, reducing that one. Police Impact, well, again, that's City Hall, Police Department. That's those costs are actually go to those kind of things. So, Library Impact, they're in here. We're hearing that they have issues. I mean, every one of these, we have a reason why these are the fees.
How about a year extension then, and they have the option at the end of the year to prepay them?
The reason I'm thinking of that is because right now we don't have our plan in place that rates and where we're going to raise them, and so we're kind of behind the game a little bit on it, but what you're saying...
Right, I'd be okay with like a year extension.
Well, listen to what Bart said. I mean, there's a lot of developments that they've either expired or they just don't have them, and they're at the $5,500 already. know, it's, we're not talking a whole lot here in terms of the difference. It's, I'm kind of torn because, yeah, there's only 13 lots that just expired. They were given the opportunity to prepay. They chose not to.
Yeah.
Were they given? You said they were.
That's what I didn't know.
So.
Oh, they were given the opportunity.
They always had the opportunity. I spoke with Mr. Marker and he could.
Oh, well then.
So, yeah, they. We gave them opportunities, it sounds like.
Right.
Knowing how many other. I mean, there's larger developments without a feedlot, right, Park? And what, several of them that are significantly sized that have current rate.
So,
as much as I want to help builders in development, this is the conversation we've been having about how do we pay for our infrastructure.
Right,
our projects.
Right. We're about to ask other people to pay for other things, and yeah, it came all of a sudden. Working. Sorry.
Right. Because then we might be having others come before us asking for bigger gas. Then we reduce the fees and do that. So the reason we increase the water connection fees and those kind of things is
because we needed to.
Yeah, it's a cost to us. I'm not inclined to do this since they were actually given the opportunity to prepay.
I think it's all three of us.
I'll
I mean, we don't. I guess, John, if somebody wanted, they could bring in John and bring up if you want the other council members.
Right.
So, right now, if we say the three of us are against it, it's done, right?
It's done, right?
Correct, yeah. But Joe had said you would.
I was okay with that. If the other two are not,
if that,
I
yeah,
no.
If you guys aren't okay with that, then it dies. So.
But the best I'll do is a year. And then.
I mean, you're basically just giving the opportunity to prepay again.
Right.
If they're not going to be able to build in the next year. If they're asking for 5 years, they're thinking they're not able to
build. Right.
They're not trying, probably going to build, right? Is that what they're thinking, probably?
Yeah, it's going to. They're going to wait for the market to kind of come back a little bit on these types of lots, and then they'll build it eventually. Buy some time.
I'm thinking.
It's up to you, man.
I'm not in favor of the year. If you are, I mean, it moves, and then it's a
city council issue.
Yeah.
Well, for sure, I'm not okay with anything more than the 1 year, and I think. This way, this council can vote as a whole. Does that sound good? So what, the best it's going to be is 1 year to prepay it, right?
Right. At the end of the, so November, what is it? November 23 would be a year from where they were?
Yeah.
You can do it from then or you can do it from now?
I would say from November.
Yeah.
Because they did pull a permit between now and then, did they?
Yeah.
Right.
Probably cleanest to do December 31st.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a little bit easier in the calendar year. Okay.
I'm fine with that.
Give them the entire construction season.
And the only reason I'm willing to do that at all is because we really haven't said what we're doing with fees or anything like that yet for the water. So.
Right.
That's my concern. Is it's not the right time to be cutting on that.
Okay, so then for purposes of moving this out of committee, it'll be through the end of the calendar year, they can prepay. That doesn't need to be drafted into the agreement
right.
At any time. Are you consenting to that, at least as far as it moving out, or no?
No.
Okay,
so 2-1.
It. Yeah, it has to have 3 positive votes.
Oh,
to
make okay.
It's done.
Well, there you go.
And it's done.
I mean, you can let it move out of committee and then attach a negative recommendation to it. We'll explain it as a 2-1, but you know, procedurally you can.
Do you want to do it that way?
That's your call.
I don't know. What do you think? Well, it doesn't
let
matter.
Let him make the call, because he's a no vote if he wants to kill
no
him. Kill it.
On the 1 year.
I mean, we're me and
in
you are
case,
not.
Then, yes, it moves out of committee with the negative recommendation 2-1, because we're down obviously one person. So yeah.
Okay.
Move it out. Since we're down one person, yeah. Okay. Do the negative recommendation.
Okay.
Knowing that it was the recommendation of the two of you for 1 year.
One negative.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I will discuss this with the petitioner. They may or may not.
Yep. Okay, that's what I do.
Win.
There's always that.
I don't think we have any new business.
Correct.
Correct. Is there any additional business?
I'm good.
Good. Good. And meeting adjourned.
All right. Thank you.
25.
Almost had technical difficulties logging in the meeting.